morning and welcome to RN Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Tuesday, the 1st of April. Deadly and highly contagious, African authorities scramble to contain an outbreak of Ebola. The race against time as searchers hunt for that elusive black box from Flight 370. And the International Court of Justice orders Japan to end its whaling operations. Yes, overnight, good news for the whales. The UN court ruled overwhelmingly in favour of Australia's bid to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean. 4 years ago, the Rudd government took Japan to the UN's International Court of Justice, accusing Japan of cloaking commercial whaling in a lab coat of science. We'll be talking to one of those who was there making the case in the court, former Attorney General and now Shadow AG Mark Dreyfus. He's coming up after 7:30, and just in a moment we'll be crossing to The Hague for some reaction to the court's decision. And in the wake of the latest IPCC report on global warming released yesterday, one of Australia's leading public health researchers says the health impacts are being ignored.
We fret about the polar bears and the pygmy possums and the Great Barrier Reef, but we don't make the connection with another species that is much closer to home for us, and that's the human species. So really, we've got to start to make this connection now and understand that it's not just the economy and coastal property and ski fuels and iconic species at risk. The human species is at risk, and in a very fundamental way.
That's Tony McMichael, Emeritus Professor at the National Centre for Epidemiology and Population Health at the ANU, and we'll hear more from him later this hour. And ownership of the Newcastle Knights is up for grabs following Nathan Tinkler's failure to meet a deadline for a new $10 million bank guarantee. The guarantee was supposed to give the Knights a financial safety net for another 12 months. It was due yesterday. By missing that deadline, Nathan Tinkler has cleared the way now for the Knights Members Club to buy back their footy club for, would you believe it, $1. Paddy Manning wrote the book The Rise and Fall of Nathan Tinkler, and he'll be joining us to talk about this latest chapter in that rise and fall after 8 this morning. It's 6:07 on Breakfast Now, though, so let's take a look at the papers with Alison Carabine. Hello, Alison.
Good morning, Fran. Yes, the landmark ruling in the International Court of Justice is a big win for the whales of the Southern Ocean. The court ruling 12-4 that Japan's annual whale hunt is illegal and must cease immediately. Also back in court, an Egyptian court, the Australian journalist Peter Grester, but he's had less luck than the whales, Fran. His bid for bail has been rejected. He'll reappear next week. And the frustrating search for wreckage from Malaysian flight MH370 continues today. The Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak will travel to Perth, where he'll visit RAF Base Pierce, the operations hub for the search and recovery. And a US company, Carbon Tax, that's TACKS, is seeking a federal court injunction against the Australian government over the phrase carbon tax, TAX. I'll have more on this just before 7, that's SEVEN, on this the first day of April, Fran.
Thank you very much, Alison. It's 6:09 on Breakfast. Let's check the weather now. In Brisbane, showers clearing and 29. Sydney, partly cloudy and 27. In Canberra, partly cloudy, heading for top of 25 degrees. Melbourne's partly cloudy and 31. Hobart, mainly sunny and 27. Adelaide, sunny and 36. Perth, early showers and 23.